Welcome back, listener. And in studio today, we have the members of the Nasheed Darul Arkam Islamic High Group. For those who doesn't know what Nasheed is, it is a work of vocal music, and it is also popular through the Islamic world. The material and lyrics of a Nasheed usually focus on Islamic beliefs, history, and religion. Today in studio, I have Faroi Mandin and Mawada Abdullah. They are the representatives of the Nasheed Group, the girls Nasheed Group, and they are here to share their love for Nasheed. So, assalamu alaikum, ladies. How are you doing today?
Walaikum
salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah, and you?
Nervous?
Oh, not a nervous, eh? But you know, we control over here.
Alhamdulillah. So, as I mentioned before, I did give the literal meaning of what Nasheed is. But what does Nasheed mean to you? What does it spark in you?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. Nasheed for me means everything, because just Nasheeding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it lightens me up, to be honest. And just saying those beautiful Arabic words, it makes my heart smile. And when you're feeling down, and if you're not okay, you just, if you nasheed, yes, and you talk to Allah and just nasheeding those beautiful words, it makes your heart smile, it makes you feel content, it makes you feel like you don't need anything in the world.
But Allah.
Yes, but Allah, and just nasheeding. Yeah, thank you.
Nasheed, anything for
it? No. I would say nasheed for me, easy song for, it's my comfort. Like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, He is my best friend. I speak to Him, I share everything with Him, and like my wife said, when I am feeling down, He is my go-to person, you know?
So, whatever you do, good or bad, there are always going to be pros and cons. So what are the pros and cons for you personally? So you both will have different views on this, of being part of a Nasheed group.
I mean, most of the time, it has to be pro, because, I mean, when it comes to Allah, anything that got to do with Allah, it should be positive. So, but yes, not saying there's no negative things that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, everything has their cons and has their ups and downs. Yeah. But, you know, we just have to fight through it and do what's best, because we're not doing this because we want the fame. We're doing it because we love subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes,
and we're praising Allah.
True. Yeah, the pros and cons, like she said, there are some negatives and there are some positives. But my point of view about pros, what I would say, there will obviously be ups and downs. Yes, what we perform on stage is not necessarily what we do, okay, let me make it clear. So, the negatives with practice, not everyone understands every individual that is in the group, right?
Yeah.
So when we do perform, all of our arguments or all of our misunderstandings that we would have sometimes, because yeah, it's human, you know, to misunderstand each other, whatever. And so like when we will perform, all of that is behind us. We perform to show the people what Nasheed is about. How can I say, like, we perform in order for them to understand what this is really about, you know? So, like, when they are going to look at us on the stage, they're not going to be like, oh, they argued yesterday, and, you know? So they wouldn't know. So, yeah, I, if that is what you want to
see. Perfect. So true.
Yeah. I feel like for anything in life, you can't be too prepared. But what is the process of preparing to perform on stage and, you know, just getting that perfect Nasheed performance?
I mean, I would say always be honest with each other, you know, have that group, you know,
the family vibe.
Yes, like always include everyone, you know, not do anything behind each other's backs, be honest and just, yeah.
And also like,
and practice.
Do not think that you're better than the next person also, you know.
Yes.
And you will see like you have that family bond, everything will move swiftly, you'll feel comfortable, you wouldn't, like, if I would have to correctify you with some mistake that you would make while practicing whatever, you wouldn't feel offended, you would be like, okay, then I'm going to take that for her, and then I'm going to do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, since you, I would now look at you as experts, coaches,
no.
So, do you have any advice for anyone that is struggling to sing? For example, they can't breathe properly while they're singing, or they can't get their key right. Any advice?
So the advice that I would give someone that is struggling or whatever. So there is various practicals that you can do, like in order to prolong your breathing,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah, like they say, practice makes perfect.
Sure.
So what you can do is you can do some breathing exercises, you know.
Yeah.
There is the, how can I say, the hidden secret, if I may say it like you. What singers also do is they keep in their stomachs and they sing through their stomachs. Now that prevents them from running out of breath.
Yeah.
And it helps them to control the breath while singing and
And give more air in the lungs and everything.
Yeah, that also.
Mm,
and when starting with a nervous, I mean a shaky voice, that obviously means that you are nervous. So, and that you are not used to performing nasheed, whatever, you know. So then what I would recommend you to do is go out there, like put yourself out there, like go and
your comfort zone,
like go to more shows, performances, you know what I mean?
Practice makes perfect, basically.
Exactly.
understood. But unfortunately, that is the end of the interview. And after this, we're going to first go for a break, and then they will come back with their performance. So shukran so much to you, ladies.
Have fun.